You grew up in Kershaw.
Correct.
And your dad, we've got many stories about your dad, but your dad's field was...
He was a newspaper editor and publisher.
That's right. He had his own newspaper.
He had...
Was it a weekly?
8 newspapers, all weeklies. And he published the Progressive Farmer for a number of years. But he had newspapers in Kershaw, Pageland, Chesterfield, Sherrill. There was one in North Carolina. I don't remember the others.
So he had gotten into that business from how? He always wanted to be a journalist, or he'd... how was that?
No,
don't tell me his dad was also...
No, he and his best friend in college went off to World War II, and they decided in college they wanted to do something together. And when the war was over, he came back to pick up his wife, who lived in Camden, South Carolina, and Howard Carraway called him and said, "Hey, there's a newspaper for sale in Kershaw, and there's another one in Pageland. Why don't we buy those papers and start a publishing company?" And so Dad and H. Carraway bought the newspapers, and Carraway managed the Pageland Journal, and Dad managed the Kershaw News Era.
What was his study, though, in preparation for being
business? He was a business major.
And why did you choose? How did you choose Clemson to go to school?
Well, two reasons. I used to go to their football games on Saturday.
How far away was Clemson from Kershaw?
Clemson was 2.5 hours away.
And you played in high school yourself.
I played in high school.
What position?
Linebacker. Mm-hmm. I was left guard and linebacker.
Mm-hmm. You're playing offense?
I played offense and defense.
And defense.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. My high school team played for the state championship all 4 years, and we won it twice.
Wow, never knew that.
So we're
so wait a minute. You played defensive line and then offensive linebacker?
No, that's the
other way around. Excuse me.
Yeah. You played defensive linebacker and
defensive linebacker and linebacker, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what about when you were growing up? Did you hang out at the print shop, or is that how you knew about some of the printing things that we were talking about with some of our items?
I would hang around the print shop. My mother ran a jewelry and gift shop, and I worked there, mostly repairing watches and jewelry, and cleaning up. And then for my dad's paper, I used to proofread. I had the assignment of proofreading on Wednesdays. And his most famous and memorable statement when I pointed something out to him was, "We don't care unless you leave the R out of shirt." Presses are running, let it ride. So
what was the circulation of the papers?
Oh, I have no idea.
A few thousand, probably?
No, a few hundred.
Really?
Yeah, it was a small town.
But this is amazing because I grew up getting summer jobs at the weeklies in the area. So I had 2 years where I did summer. One summer I did the golf reporting because we had a lot of country clubs near us. And I had a little bicycle, and I drove my bicycle between all the country clubs picking up their weekly scores, and then wrote up something, and then I also proofread.
Yeah, I took pictures for the paper. I had a dark room set up, and for every picture that I took and developed and he published, I got 50 cents.
Oh.
And then when I went off to college, I remember coming home my first time my freshman year, Dad said, "Oh, you'll be so happy. I sold your dark room."
Huh. Wow.
For $75.
Oh, not good.
No, it wasn't good. But
did the papers? Where are they today? I mean, are they any of them still
being published?
Yeah,
still being published.
Heart of America.
Online editions.
Yeah.
There's no printed copy of the Kershaw paper anymore. Mm-hmm. It's just online. There may be. I shouldn't say that. I've only seen the online.
So you chose Clemson, and you majored in what?
And the second reason I chose Clemson was I had a 4-year ROTC full ride scholarship.
Wow. And you majored in what?
Pre-med.
Mm-hmm.
Big mistake. Because if you graduate with a degree in pre-med and you don't get anything in med school, you can't do anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
So
you thought?
Well, if I hadn't gotten into medical school, I'd have been up the creek. The degree's worthless. So I advise students now, do not major in pre-med. Major in anything, but take their...
Well, I mean, the notion of pre-med major means you still have to major in bio or...
Clemson actually had a pre-med BS. Mm-hmm.